I guess I'm back again. Up to my bullshit. So, I'm going to multitask again. Going to talk about IKEA and all the wonderful tips you should know before going. So, let me get my vibe on. It's actually been a while again. Been really busy, as usual. Now I finally get to relax and talk to you about IKEA. Okay, we're on. Alright, so IKEA, wonderful place to shop. I personally haven't been in a while due to events, obviously, but it's probably the equivalent to my Disneyland. It's a great place. So, let's see. Things you should know before going into IKEA is to measure all of your, measure the space that you have need for furniture. Like, for example, if you want to buy a table or a lamp, you can do that and find the measurements and make sure that it's exactly what you want. And if you have a car big enough to haul all your stuff away, it's even better. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So when you get into IKEA, it's obviously a maze. So don't be shy. And just get a damn map. Maps are really helpful. That way you can get through the shortcuts and go to the places you need to go. But before I would really go through the store and buy stuff, I would go to the as-is section in the store. It's like, it's near the checkout lines. Yeah, it's near the checkout lines. And all the stuff there is either gently used, returned items. And sometimes you can find what you really need there, and it'll be at a cheaper price. Yeah. Personally, I found a lot of stuff in there that I like. Things that I really liked include the Jens Jew. It's a desk lamp, and I bought one in the past, and I still have it, and it works really well for me. Usually when they're trying to unload on old items, they will put it in... Fuck. They'll put it in the as-is section. At either half the price or cheaper than it was originally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I bought several of those lamps because I'll never see those lamps again. Mm-hmm. And then after that, after checking the as-is section, I would try and find items that I needed there for the future. Some other things I found there include this backpack that I use a lot now, because my laptop is actually pretty long. So, this backpack I got. They don't make them anymore, but it's a roll top backpack, and I just really like it. Yeah, I really fucking love that backpack. Oh. then I use that backpack all the time. Now, oh god. Okay, and then, oh, a pro tip. If you find something in IKEA and it's in a yellow box, like the number is in a yellow box and it has a small red outline, that means it's the cheapest item it's the cheapest item in its category. For example, the Toll Fast is a bowl in IKEA. And you can buy, it's only 79 cents. And it has that yellow border, yellow price around it. That means it's the cheapest bowl in the set, in the whole category. So if you want to buy bowls, you should buy several of the Toll Fast. It comes, there's a set of Toll Fast. Off task, I can't remember. Oh yeah, it's too old. Off task. Yeah. It's the cheapest bowl. Fuck. Oh. Yeah. I haven't bought those bowls because I don't need bowls, but they're really cheap and you can't go wrong with them. Oh, fuck. Okay. What else? Okay. In IKEA, they have, if you have a lot of collectibles or figurines, you can get the Detolf. It's a glass door cabinet, and it's four levels. It's four levels. It's four levels, and you can put your whatever collectibles you like. Like figurines, or if you like Gundam, you can put the Gundam in there. Even though it's $60, it's not a bad shelf, cabinet, glass cabinet. If you really like shelves, you should get the Billy bookcase. It's cheap, I know, but it's a classic. It's standard in most houses now. It's just perfect. Oh, fuck. Okay, there's this table that I really like. It's called the Norden. It's a gate leg table. It's really cool. I love it so much. Oh, it's only, problem is it's $200. A gate leg table is essentially a table that can fold down into a smaller table. And I need that. I need that. Oh, fuck. And it saves a lot of space. It's small dimensions, and it has drawers too. So you can put stuff in the drawers, like utensils or supplies. It comes in white and beige. I want the white one. The beige one is nice and all, but it doesn't match the rest of my furniture. Well, neither does the white one, but the beige one really doesn't match. You can just paint the table. Oh, fuck. Okay. It's similar to drop leaf tables, like the Ingatorps are cool and all, but they're too small. I can't get any work done on that. It's too small. Oh, but the Norden's a really cool table. Oh. No. I want to keep talking about IKEA. I want to keep talking about IKEA. They had this line, this collaboration with IKEA has collaborations with other designers or companies. And one of them, it was with Teenage Engineering. I forgot what they make. They make synths. They make stuff for like making music, and they collaborated with IKEA, and they made a speaker. It's really cute. It's the line that they came up, the name of the collaboration was called Frekvens, which is actually Swedish for frequency. Frekvens is Swedish for frequency. And they had a lot of cool stuff, like speakers. And I didn't really need a very big speaker set. I have speakers already, but they have a small portable one that I really, really like. Yeah, and then I bought one. They also sold these other things, like bags, a silver bag. And the whole line was called the Frekvens, so everything, even if it was a bag or a speaker or a lamp, it was called Frekvens. Usually IKEA products are named after flowers or things are named after flowers or I forgot what else too. The Swedish names of flowers, and they use that. Or names of nature or something. Oh, yeah, and then Oh, yeah, and then okay. It's with naming IKEA products, they also use either feminine or masculine names. For example, I think they use feminine names for like for curtains or textiles, pillows, and then the masculine names, I don't remember what those were for. They have other collaborations with other people. Oh, they were actually supposed to collaborate with the Adidas, the, you know, the shoes and the clothes. They're supposed to collaborate with them for like an exercise line, which was supposed to like help people who would like to exercise at home. And seeing as everyone's stuck at home, I think it would be really, really fucking useful. Let's see. Oh, fuck. Look, and then... there's a lot of... They have a lot of, sales sometimes. So, going to IKEA in person is probably an ideal idea than going to shop online. Unless you can't go to IKEA or if it's too far for you. You can, look, you can go get it delivered to your house, but it's, the shipping is really, really expensive for IKEA. Like, it'll cost so much money if you have something shipped from IKEA. Like, if you buy a product, like a desk or a shelf, table, it's so expensive to get it delivered to you. I don't know, you should just probably go in person. I mean, right now it's a little hard, but... Oh, fuck. Okay, it's hard to go because of the whole pandemic, but... It's so much cheaper to just go in person. Ugh. Fuck. And I wouldn't go alone because you need help with carrying stuff. Then, if you don't, if you need help carrying your stuff to the car, there's a hand cart you can use. With IKEA, you should really go with a partner or someone. You can work together to move your purchases from the car. But yeah, I can't wait to go to IKEA. It's my favorite place, and I hope my tips helped you, because Not everyone knows about the yellow box being the cheapest item in its category. So, have fun with that. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go look at more things to buy from IKEA.